Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
This is Out of the Tunnel with Dan Matthews. Each week, Dan will catch up with the names you've come to love from college football's past and present. So, let's get to Dan and this week's guest.
Out of the Tunnel and doing things a little bit differently today on the show, as usually we talk with former players, former coaches, even sometimes getting into the broadcast world on this show, but I wanted to go with somebody that's a huge fan, and that's what we are doing because I am a huge fan of reality television. I don't know if most of you are. I know that some people look down on it, but hey, you know what? That's you. You do you. And I'm a huge fan of the show on Bravo, Southern Charm, because living here in Atlanta, not far from Charleston, there is kind of like a little bit of a cross section. You know, I know some people who are on that show and kind of the small world aspect of it. But John Pringle is somebody that is on the show, and he is a new member of the cast this season and a huge Georgia fan. I remember watching an episode and I saw the front of his truck had the Circle G on it for the Georgia Bulldogs. And I was just like, huh, okay. And little by little, just kind of the way that social media is, kind of made a connection there and had talked a little bit of football with them. And then I said, you know what? What the hey? We're in the offseason. Let's get weird with this. Let's have some fun with this. I mean, we can all hear the stories of the past, which we love the stories of the past. Don't get me wrong. But let's also have a little bit of fun in terms of talking to you, the fan. So that's what we did today, talking with John Pringle of Bravo's Southern Charm, as we're going to talk a little bit of college football, also talk the juicy reunion for this past season that just happened. If you're a fan of both, stick and stay. All right, so if you're a fan of the Bravo show Southern Charm, you know this guy. And also, too, if you watch the show, you probably know that guys like him, Shep, they're big Georgia fans. Austin's a big Alabama fan. A lot of people might hold that against him, but who are we to judge? It's John Pringle joining us here on Out of the Tunnel. John, appreciate your time today, my man. How do you cope with the off-season blues in college football?
Well, Dan, first of all, it's good to be here, and nice to talk to you. The off-season blues in football are horrible, and we're on the cusp. And I always just kind of call it the dark part of the year, the dark ages. Once we hit that two-week period where, you know, there's only one game left, I think you got to get outside and exercise or do something. I don't know. It's really a hard time for me because I'm not a big like hockey guy. Mm-hmm. And at least right now we got the NBA kind of going on. So, you know, I just try to stay busy because that's kind of all I do during the season, just watch football.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's – yeah, I mean, I think that's what everybody does, you know, where it's you put on the weight during the season, you shed it during the off season, so you're showing up ready to go and the start of the next season. So, no, we're all there with you, my man. We're all there with you for sure. So growing up a Georgia fan, I mean, give me a little bit of background on that. I mean, how did you come to love the Dogs and you know, where does your fandom stand now?
I actually, well, yeah, I'm a huge Dog fan, and I'm a Falcons fan, and, you know, even after the implosion, I guess you know, true blue, been Falcons fan forever, grew up in Atlanta. So I went to Georgia for about 5 seconds. I was there for a couple years. I'm one of those guys that liked it a little too much. But my fandom was strange. Growing up in Atlanta, I was both a Tech and a Georgia fan, and I think you'll find that among some people. And then once I went to Georgia, I abandoned that whole philosophy and just straight Bulldog. But basically just growing up in the South, then you kind of learn to have a little bit of hate for some other teams, you know, and just make your love for your team stronger. Hatred for Florida, hatred for Tennessee, hatred for LSU, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how are you a fan of an SEC school if you don't vitriolically hate other schools? Like, if you're an Auburn fan, you hate Alabama, vice versa. All those different types of things. So, no, definitely there. What was a highlight? Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
I mean, Georgia, I went to the Rose Bowl, man. And I possibly was the most inebriated person in there the first half. I don't know. I was kind of going through a difficult time. It was one of my first times out. So I went up to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl. And so the first half was a big blur. I don't remember us getting waxed that whole first half. I kind of came to when Hot Rod hit that, you know, I think 53-yarder. Mm-hmm. Might have been longer in the half. And then from then on, it was just a roller coaster ride of emotions. And just I felt, you know, I just felt the Dogs were going to win the whole time, and sure enough, they did. And then, of course, we had the backbreaker against Bama. But highlight, Rose Bowl, for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, and that's – I'm with you. I mean, that's one of those – in Pringle, I mean, remember how awesome that season was where I guess you didn't go to Notre Dame, but I just remembered that weekend in Chicago and the Cub game. And I remember Cub fans, Vince Dooley threw out the first ball. And
yeah, he's
on the slate. Yeah, and he throws out the first ball, and Dog fans start barking, and Cub fans start looking around. They're like, "What the hell is this? What, like, who are you people?" And the entire stadium. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. No, I just meant the crazy thing is Cubs fans. They've been known to take over, you know, visitors' stadiums. So it was nice to have that change.
Oh yeah.
A little change of pace. Dogs are taking over Wrigley. I love that.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, I was bogged down out in California, so I did not make it to Notre Dame, but I heard that was, you know, I heard we took over that stadium.
Oh, yeah. No, it was awesome. I mean, I remember talking with Quentin Nelson later on in the season and was just like, what'd you guys think of that? And he was like, Brian Kelly told us before the game it was going to be basically an away game for us, and sure enough, it was. I mean, they lit up the stadium with their cell phones. It was the whole nine yards. It was pretty awesome for sure. John Pringle of Bravo's Southern Charm joining us. They're coming up on the reunion this week. We're going to get to that in just a second here on Out of the Tunnel. But, you know, I just kind of want to know about you guys because it does seem like from social media, you guys are actually friends. Like you, Craig, Shep, Austin, that like you guys do hang out with each other legit. You know, kind of like people in Atlanta going to $3 Cafe or the Ivy or anywhere else like that. I mean, do you guys meet up if there's a huge game on Saturday and say, hey, let's go to this place. Let's post up and let's watch the game.
We actually hang out all the time. The only thing about the game situation was due to COVID. It was a little bit restrictive.
Sure.
But we definitely watch the games together when we can. I mean, we all work out together with the same trainer pretty much 3 or 4 times a week. And we're definitely buds, man. I didn't see that coming, to be honest. I really didn't know what to expect as far as a real, you know, friendship. But that's what happened. They're a bunch of cool dudes.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I mean, and anybody that enjoys the show, I mean, you get opinions of them, even though we don't personally know them like you do. But, of course, that's the nature of reality TV. We feel like we know everybody. Take me through that. I mean, how did you get into doing the show and to really putting your life out there where you will do something on TV and then people will make snap judgments on you and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. You don't know me, okay? Like chill out a little bit.
Well, I like to say I'm a rhinoceros and my skin is 2 feet thick. You know, sometimes you just got to let things roll off your back. And I also understood, you know, what I was getting into as far as the reality TV world. So nothing really, really shocks me unless, you know, I'm going after my kids or something like that. That's a little bit hurtful. But as far as getting into it, it's very organic. You know, I went to college with Shep. I was moving back to start a business with a friend of mine that were that was a little bit halted because of COVID. We're back up and running, and it just kind of happened, you know. Just I think somebody gets a picture, they, you know, very organic process, and you know, and interviews, and there you go. And not much to it, man. You know, not much to it.
Yeah, throw on a blazer, you know, look good for the ladies on TV, and then do a couple of confessionals, and you're good to go. I mean, that's basically reality TV, right?
Yep. I feel like you're pretty close, Dan. Like you're pretty close to exactly how it went down.
There we go. I mean, hey, you just kind of make it up as you go. Sports radio, reality TV, it's all there for you. John Pringle again joining us here on Out of the Tunnel. Let's get back to college football just a little bit and the current Dogs. You got to be jacked about what Kirby has built at Georgia, right, and especially with what he has coming up this year?
Absolutely. I love what Kirby's done. You know, I was at Georgia with Kirby. I knew him a little bit. We were in different, you know, we were different frat daddies. He's an SE, I was the Kai Phi, but which, you know, at some point that seemed to matter. But Kirby's a good dude, smart guy, obviously one of the smartest football men out there, and I love what he's done. And I'm super excited about JT and how that, you know, how that situation sorted itself out this year and the defense. And I just think that, you know, next year's the year for sure.
And that's the thing. I mean, I know that, you know, a lot of people jump on Georgia fans about that. They're like, oh, of course, it's your year every single year. But, I mean, that's probably what keeps you coming back, right, is that you're like, hey, look, soon enough the dam's got to break. We got to do this.
I mean, I agree. And plus, you know, it's not like every year we're like just in the top 25. I mean, Kirby's got us, you know, in the top five plus the top two recruiting classes basically every year he's been there. You know, it seems like I'd have to go look at the tape. But you know, it's just an outstanding job that we're always, you know, the Georgia's always competing in the top level. We're always in the playoff picture. And, you know, I think if we'd had the quarterback situation, you know, sorted the first four, five games, I think we would have been in the playoff again.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little, yeah, for sure. I mean, it was a little frustrating this year, I know, where it was kind of you see JT Daniels blow up against Mississippi State. And as a fan, you're looking at it, you're like, come on, Kirby. Like, what are you doing, man? And then, I mean, I got to give JT and his dad credit where they were like, no, like, we weren't ready. Like, this was a process that ramped up to this point. So I guess we get to see it in 2021. Again, John Pringle joining us here on Out of the Tunnel. You know, speaking of 2021, the SEC schedule coming out today, and you already knew, and we all knew, if you're a fan of college football, Georgia opening against Clemson in Charlotte. I know there's a lot of Clemson fans on the cast and are friends of yours. Has the trash talk already started?
I don't know anybody that's a Clemson fan on the cast. Who's a Clemson fan?
I thought that Madison was.
Oh, is she a Clemson fan?
I think so.
You know what? It hasn't started because I did not know that, but it's going to start now for sure. But, you know, Madison's got her own stuff going on right now, you know, so I'm steering clear of that, you know. But Madison's a great girl, and I'm excited about that game. I've been excited about it since it was announced as a kickoff classic. I think it's going to be the best one they've ever had. And, you know, it's amazing to have playoff implications on day one, especially after the year we had.
Right.
You know, I'm hoping the stadium is full. That's what I want, football with the stadium full with the fans. I think it's at the Benz, right, in Atlanta?
No, it's going to be in Charlotte, so it's going to be an even closer drive for you.
Wow. Goodness gracious. Well, I'm going to have to get over there for sure.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean and, you know, if it's a close game, that's they're going to be talking about. They're going to, you know, they'll see you in the playoffs, you know, if they can run the table.
For sure, for sure. A couple more for you. John Pringle, again, of Bravo's Southern Charm. You can see him every Thursday night. The next episode coming up of the show going to be the reunion. And like all reunions on the franchise, probably going to be pretty juicy, probably going to be some that leave you with your mouth agape in terms of, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that just happened. But that's reality TV. It's what we love about it. Just, I guess, broad view, like what are we looking forward to seeing on tomorrow night's episode?
Man, there's going to be some big smackdown hitting in this one. I can tell you that. Some people came in with some hurt feelings and some grudges, and they're going to let them know. And without letting you know any too much out of the bag, I just say, you know, tune in. There's going to be some fireworks for sure.
I like it. You see, in the radio industry, we call that a tease, and you just did that for our audience right there. So, Pringle, I think you got something here if you ever want to get into sports radio. Real quick, before I get to the couple of quick hitters that I do with all my guests here on Out of the Tunnel, and that is, I'm sure you're aware of the SEC football website, Saturday Down South, and then Craig's got Sewing Down South. Has anybody given him a hard time about that?
You know what? When you're making that much money, I don't think you can really give anybody a hard time.
Sure.
So I have steered clear because I think that, you know, I think that was an underdog kind of situation, and he's really come out on top.
Okay.
So, you know, from what I've seen, couldn't be more proud of him. But, yeah, I mean, you know, so cool, stuff like that with the so. Yeah, it's a funny play on words. Yeah. I think the demographic is not so much college football as it is, you know, a Midwestern housewife maybe.
I like it. I like it. No, that's a good point. I mean, both kind of similar in that. Yeah, you know, where Saturday Down South kind of came out of nowhere and became what they are, and that, same with Craig. So, no, for sure, I'm with you on that. A couple of quick hitters before we get you out of there. I don't want to get you in trouble with your trainer. And I do this with all the guests that I have here on Out of the Tunnel, and that is what you would like to see improved in the current game of college football and what you like about the current game of college football. So let's start with the bad news first. What do you want to see improved in the current game of college football?
You know, one thing that I noticed when I did go to the there's just a lot of downtime. Was I know with the television, of course, that's where all the big money's from. I just feel sometimes the games, when you're actually at the game, people are steering clear of going to live games because it's just kind of such a long process with all the TV timeouts and all the delays for you know, reviews, which I like, but. I mean, I really, you know, college football is pretty much perfect to me other than that, really. It's like when you're at the game, feel a little bit quicker. But I really don't have any qualms with college football at the moment.
Now, why would you talk about SEC on CBS games like that?
What do you mean?
Because SEC on CBS games are like 5 hours long because it's, oh, hey, this guy twisted an ankle, we'll return. Oh, hey, a review, we'll return.
That's true, but I guess you can get up and go get a beer. I don't know. I mean, I really have no beef with college football. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened. It's my favorite time of year. You know, I have a hard time. You know, I'm having a hard time digging through the vault here to find something wrong with it. But I need to like, you know, think on it, sleep on it.
Well, you kind of just touched.
You know what? I do think some of the like hitting is not like it's getting to be like a little bit. Not. It's definitely like the personal fouls for targeting stuff.
Right.
I mean, I know you got to protect the players, so sometimes it just seems a little bit, I don't know,
well,
too cautious for college football.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I've wanted to talk about, too, with, like, people that are in charge of making decisions on rules and everything of the such is why not go the NFL route or kind of like a hybrid with soccer, where in soccer you do the yellow card. So if you get that, it's a 15-yard, and it's, okay, hey, guess what? You do it again, you're out. But we're not just going to kick you off the field. And you're like, I hated that for like James Skalski, for example, in the game against Ohio State. Like, it was just like the guy made a hit, he hit him in the midsection. And then you're going to say, well, the top of the helmet, I guess by the letter of the law, yeah, you're right. But it's just like, why are we kicking guys out for that? Like, it's just, I think it's just too much of a gray area. The other quick hitter, what do you love the most about it?
Yeah, I'm going to give the Russell Hammond almost famous answer and say everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Not to be cheesy, but like, you know, what do you love about music, Russell? Everything.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, which was something they did their best to achieve while watching on the on the telly was the atmosphere, man. You just can't beat the atmosphere of a college football game. It doesn't match up, in my opinion. Now, I haven't jumped on a table in Buffalo. I haven't been to Lambeau. You know, I've spent a majority of my time at the Falcons games, which I love. But I just think, you know, any college town, pretty much, you know, whether you're up in Washington at the Huskies or you're down in Athens, the atmosphere is just, you know, it's electric. It's a different kind of thing.
Oh, man. Speak on it, John. Speak on it. We hope we get that back in 2021. That is for sure. John Pringle, Bravo's Southern Charm, joining us here on Out of the Tunnel. John, really appreciate your time, man. Hopefully we can catch up down the road. And, hopefully we get a full college football season this year.
Yeah, man. Dan, it was really great to talk to you. And thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, great stuff with Pringle. And hopefully he got a good workout in there. It's always good to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And especially in the month of January, if you're to this point, well, then let's say that probably the resolution is sticking for you. So good for you. But no, Pringle is a great guy, and I really appreciated that time with him. And, it's just also, too, I mean, it's one of the things in this business. I think that one of the greatest questions I get from people is, do you still get to be a fan? And yeah, absolutely I do. I mean, you know, those of you who know me, and I don't hide it, know that I'm a huge LSU Tiger fan. That goes back to really first with LSU college baseball, with Skip Bertman and the Tigers going to Omaha every year and winning the College World Series. I mean, that's where the love of the Tigers first started. My dad lived inside Tiger Stadium. Quick story on that. Those of you who kind of look at me sideways whenever I tell you that, no, there were dorms inside Tiger Stadium. Kingfish, the old governor of the state of Louisiana, wanted to build a football stadium, and they said, "Nah, we're not going to do it." Then somebody got in his ear and said, "They're looking for dorms." So then he said, "Okay, fine. I will build a dorm with a football stadium inside it." So that's how he got it. But anyway, that's where that goes. And yeah, absolutely. I love, you know, being able to. It's probably actually one of the things that every once in a while I kind of catch myself when I'm not sitting in the press box at a game, or I'm at a sports bar watching, or just at my house watching. I'm just kind of like, huh, this is nice. I like this. So anyway, just wanted to share all these stories with you today and all these experiences. Hope you all enjoyed it. As again, Bravo on Southern Charm. If you have not watched it, check it out. It is great stuff, especially too if you're a Southerner. I think you'd like some of the stuff on there. It's pretty good stuff. So I really appreciate everybody making the show what it is. Of course, John Pringle for being a great guest today. Want to thank him for his time. I want to thank Carlos Medina, Kevin D'Amico, everybody that makes this show what it is. Scott Maxim, everybody behind the scenes that makes Out of the Tunnel what it is. And until next time, we'll talk to you soon. This is Dan Matthews. Take care.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save and save and win.